How can America remain free? It's the title of my message today. How can America remain free? We're free, but we will always be free. And what can we do to help America to remain a free country? How can America remain free? We're rolling now. Patrick Henry. How many remember what he said? Somebody cry it out. That's right. Give me liberty or give me death. He also wrote other things. Okay? He was one of the men in this country that helped, you know, formulate this country. So I looked at some writings of Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry's formula, that's what I call it, for how America can remain free. And I'd just like to read something that he said. Bad men cannot make good citizens. That scares you right there, doesn't it? It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. Y'all ain't sleeping on me yet, are you? Can we thank the Lord for Patrick Henry? Come on, let's just thank the Lord. The Bible says there's a great cloud of witnesses, and he's probably up there right now, and he's just doing just fine. Look at that, see if they'll even thank me for it. Come on, here we go. Come on, here we go. He said this, my words, be firm on five things. Say that with me. Be firm on five things. How can America remain free? Say it with me again. Be firm on five things. Now, I want you to get it down. I'm going to get on your nerves on purpose. One more time. Be what? Firm on how many? Five things. On four? Say. Five. Be firm on five things. What are those five things? We just read it. And here's what I did. I took my handy-dandy little dictionary I have. It's about worn out in my right-hand second drawer down on my desk. And I looked up these words. And when I take my dictionary, sometimes I go crazy. You'll see. Just a simple message. Here we go. Five things. Number one, what was the first one he said? No country can remain free without a firm adherence to five things. The first one he said, justice. Say that with me. Justice. One more time. Justice. What does the word justice mean? Justice means, say it with me, righteousness. Righteousness. Did you know one of the best things for America is us having church on Sunday morning? Did you know it's one of the best things for America? Talking about doing right and being right and doing the right thing and don't be a liar and, you know, keep your word. And you know, did you know that's a good thing for America? Did you know that? Yeah, it's a good thing. That's what he said. Justice means what? Righteousness. Now, righteousness, well, what does that mean? It means right. Right. Good. Virtuous. Fair. So he says, be firm on justice. Keep a firm adherence on righteousness and doing right. If you want to stay free, you keep doing that. So here we go. The Bible says, Proverbs 14:34. Say it with me. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to who? Any people. So, where did he get that idea? Well, right from the Bible. He says, America, listen. Firmly adhere to justice, to righteousness. Do the right thing. Proverbs 21:2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But the Lord ponders the heart. To do what? Justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than what? See, it matters to God that we do right. Is that what that just said? Absolutely. So Patrick Henry says, be firm. If you want America to remain free, because she won't remain free if you don't have justice if you don't have righteousness. So plain English from me to you, how can America remain free? Say it with me. Say it out loud, would you? Do. How about one more time? Do. How hard is that? One more time. Do. Did you know when you're doing right, you're being a good American? Did you know that? Well, I can do it. Ain't nobody looking. I can do it. Well, of course God's looking. But you know what you're doing? You're being a pathetic American. Did you just hear me right now what I just said? Say. Well, I can lie. That's just me. Doesn't matter. Listen, I'm going to tell you. You're being a pathetic American. Quote me. I said it. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? Do right. America is counting on you. He said, if we don't do this, we ain't going to make it. Did you hear me? That? Yes or no? I'm being ugly. Do right. You know, and we all struggle. We all have flesh. We all get tempted. Sure we do. Maybe this will help you next time. I'm not just doing it for me. Doing it for my young'uns. Doing it for my community. I'm doing it because I'm an American. I want to do the right thing. You hear me? Keeps us free. What's the second one? This word right here. And these are words, if we don't look at them, we ain't going to know what they mean. Affirm adherence to justice, and then this one. Say that with me. Moderation. Moderation. What is moderation? Here it is. Moderation, really, plainly, it means to avoid extremes. Say that with me. To avoid extremes. Avoid extremes. Oh, I'm all the way over here. Or, oh, I'm all the way over here. That's pretty good wisdom right there. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Avoid what? Extremes. Keep looking. Now, in the Bible, it's only mentioned one time in the Bible. Now, of course, that other one, righteousness, oh my goodness, I could have had, I would have been here all month doing that one. But the word moderation only appears one time. It's interesting. Look where it appears. It appears in Philippians. And it says this. Say that verse with me. Let your moderation be known unto the Lord's at hand. It's just interesting that it sounds like we need to let people know, and by our lifestyle and the way we live, that we're not, we avoid extremes way over here and we avoid extremes way over here. That seems to say what the Scripture's saying. Avoid extremes. Now, I'm going to build on that, so in case you think you don't understand it yet, you're going to get a clearer understanding. So, number one was justice. Number two is moderation. So, how can America remain free? And we're going to build on this as we build the case today. How can America remain free? According to number two, moderation, plain English, avoid extremes. Say that with me. Avoid extremes. How can America remain free? What? Avoid extremes. And we see that. I don't want to get off track here because I got to watch that clock. But we can see that in political parties. One way extreme or one way extreme over here. I'm not saying we get together and come up with a plan to do wrong. And that's not what I'm saying. But maybe we can come up with a plan to do right. How about that? Without being so this extreme and that extreme. Did you just hear what I said? Are y'all hearing me? I think we'll avoid extremes at Fellowship Church. I've never said that. I'm saying it today. I think we'll avoid extremes at Fellowship Church. What do I mean? I mean, the Bible's the Word of God, flat period. That's not extreme. That's just the truth. Are you hearing me? Okay. But because of a certain lifestyle somebody has, we make them feel like they're hated or they're a dog. Did you hear what I just said? That's an extreme. That's crazy. How many sinners we got in the room today? Can I see all the hands of sinners in the house? Why don't we avoid the extreme of judging people? Say, we're not. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Come on. We're not saying that's not sin, but the way we talk to people, the way we treat people, we put ourselves up and putting them down. That is crazy talk, and that's not going to build a strong work for Jesus. He wasn't that way. Are y'all hearing me today? And men ought to know that. The community ought to know that. Now, they're going to think I'm wild-eyed and crazy hearing me preach. But once people get to know me, and that's why I try to really work with people. Man, I love this town. Say that with me. I love this town. Flat out. And Taylor, I go to Farlow's last night for my birthday. You know, and I go to Farlow, and here's one other one. This one knows me, and that one knows me. And of course, Keith, the owner, comes over and sits right down. It's not about him coming to this church. It's about I love him, and you love him, right? And he's our friend. Do you see the thing? I think we need to just love people. When we love people, we need to really avoid extremes at Fellowship Church. Now, I know I got off on that. I was talking about America, and I brought it down here for us. But I think it's important. Are you hearing me? Avoid extremes. And it can mean a lot, so we're going to build the case with the next word. Here we go. What's moderation mean? We'll just keep that thought. Hang on. Number three, say that one with me. So let's see what they are. Five things. Justice, okay. Do right. Moderation. Okay, affirmed it here. Avoid extremes. Okay, I got it. Number three, we're building because it's a word like moderation. That's why we're going to build on that second one. Number three is the word temperance. Say that with me. Temperance. Now, temperance, when you open your dictionary, guess what temperance means? Moderation. But, more specifically, the word means, say it with me, or what? Control yourself. You see how that word temperance has a little bit to do with moderation too? If anybody's going to avoid extremes, it's going to be you controlling yourself. Amen, yes or no? See? But this word temperance, it really caught my attention because it appears in the Scriptures in many different forms. It's all in the Bible. The word temperance, the word has many forms and variations. And this is where I get a dictionary and go crazy sometimes. It intrigues me. So I did that. Temperance. Well, you can think of the word temper, can't you? Now, the word temperance means self-control or control yourself. Is that right? Well, how many of we have a little problem with that one sometimes? Say, yeah, temper, that's your mood or your anger. Keep looking. Another word real close by, temperature. You ever got hot, somebody? Yeah, relative heat. They ain't no more heat that usually flies than at some meeting with the relatives, right? Y'all hearing me now? Listen, keep looking. Tempest. There's that word T-E-M-P. What's that mean? A violent what? Storm. We're talking about temperance and self-control, but I'm going crazy and loopy as I'm looking at words all around that word in my dictionary. Ooh, the word tempt. We said control yourself. Is that what this word temperance means? If you're going to preserve America's freedom, you need to control yourself. That's what we're hearing. And look at that word tempt. It means to create an appetite for something. And then the next word I saw was, look at this one, template. Ooh, that's a pattern that's formed. Are y'all following my logic here? Temperance is pretty important, isn't it, say? Because if you're not too far down the road and you already got you a pattern formed, well, I hope it's a good pattern, not a bad pattern. That's up to you. Are you hearing me? Temple! Ooh, a place of worship! Well, look at that. But wait a minute. You know what temple is to me? It's something else, too. It's that place on both sides of our head right next to our eyeballs. Control yourself. Did you just hear what I said? Do you see how Jesus and me in the dictionary we preach? In my office. Yeah, that's how it works. Listen, so temperance. How can America remain free? Firmly adhere to what? Temperance. What's the Bible say? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. There's our word. Say it with me. Against such there is no law. Now, it's interesting. The last one of the fruits of the Spirit is the word what? Because you have the Spirit as a believer in Christ, but you also have you. And it's up to you how that love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and meekness, and faith, and all that's going to work. It's all going to be on, are you going to control yourself or not? Did you hear me? Patrick Henry said, we must firmly adhere to temperance if we're going to keep America free. Y'all getting a message today from Patrick? It's a fruit of the Spirit, but you still must do what? So, How can I help America remain free? How can America remain free? Would you say that with me? Real loud. Control. How can we say it real loud? Come on. Come on. Control yourself. Yeah. You mean when I control myself, I'm helping keep America free? You sure are. Do you know that? Well, I kept digging. Number four. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Patrick Henry said, America will not remain free, and liberty cannot continue to exist unless you firmly adhere to five things. We've seen three of them. The fourth one, boy, this is a word you don't even hear anymore, hardly. What's that word? You heard that on the news lately. Say, on the nightly news, you ever hear that? Frugality in Washington, D.C. today. Yes, they're being very frugal today in Washington. Very American today in Washington. They were very frugal in Washington. I ain't heard that word in a long time. Let's talk about it. Frugality. Frugality means what? Thrifty. Wisely managing one's own money and resources. Patrick Henry said, if you don't do it, you won't last. You're going to lose your liberty, and you're going to lose your freedom, and you're going to have a tyrant, and you have people ruling over you instead of you living freely and ruling yourself. Did you hear me? Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. Today it's give me a check. Excuse me, are y'all listening to me or not? You might not like me for saying that. Well, I don't know what planet you're living on or what country you're living in. We're talking about freedom today. And you know as well as I do, people today, people that helped formulate this country and lay it down and put it the way it is, would certainly be rolling over in their graves with what they see today and what they've seen in the last many, many years. Is that true? Praise the Lord. Yes or no? You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. Okay? Had nothing to do with party either way. Hey, both are pathetic when it comes to that number four word. Did you hear me? But remember, this is a message to us. Not just to Judge Washington. The best word for frugality or a wise manager of money and resources in the Bible, because you won't find the word frugal in the Bible. Oh, it ain't there. See, God don't believe it. Oh, no. It's the word steward. Say that with me. Steward or stewardship. Oh, yeah. All through the Bible. Okay? So that's the deal. Now, steward means what? A business manager or a person in charge of what? Finances, supplies, and what? Services. I have just one wish as an American, as a citizen. I wish people that go to Washington and are in Congress or a senator or a president would have to have had business experience. I think it would be great as a requirement they'd have to have run a business, run a payroll, know what it's like. You hearing me? I'm sure even the president, it's not a message against the president, but he'd be the first one to say, I never ran a business, I was a community organizer. I know, that's funny, but I'm saying, you go through Congress, you'll find the same thing over and over and over. People run to Congress to get a job. I wish people would run for Congress to make a difference. And then go back and get your job you had. You know? And make America better, not try to get retirement out of us. Are y'all listening to me today? I know that ain't very nice. It is the facts and it's the truth, guys. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, it's right. It's the right thing. And don't be deceived. Listen to me. I'm going to say some other stuff going to get me in trouble. But listen, don't be deceived. It's not always the loving and kind thing to do to bankrupt somebody. Because people have needs, they have needs, and they should get the money, and they should get it. Well, I agree. I want to help people too. I still believe the best way to help people is give them a job. I really do. Get them a job. Not everybody can go get a job. I understand that. But it's not always a kind and loving thing, guys, when we're giving money that we don't have. You understand that? Yes or no? That's not being frugal. That's not being thrifty. That's not managing wisely. It's not managing wisely when we, as a business, take money you don't have, and you're going to go because, this is going to happen one day. We're all going to be good. We're going, you're crazy. Be wise. Oh, y'all say that with me. Be what? Be wise. Now, when I read this, it scared me to death because I think about what we're doing as a church. Oh, man. Alex came in after this. I was in my office sort of shaking and white. Oh, because I think about, look at what we're doing. Man, we're building a big building. Oh, my goodness. Now we've got to maintain it. Now we've got to take care of the yard. I'm about to have a stroke. And then I catch my breath. And I go, but we're doing it debt-free. And even though people pressure from time to time, we're taking the time that it takes to do it. You know? And it's too late for me to dial it back and make it smaller. It is what it is. You understand that, right? So I guess we got to feel it now. Amen? But the point is, I look back over. I was doing introspection of my own life. And I tell you what, not just with this message, but with my own life over the last couple of 3 years, I've been doing introspection. And I see I have way more than I need. Way more than I need. Say that with me. Way more than I need. And I'm seeing the stress of way more, what way more costs. How many had already arrived there in your life and you finally had to get there yourself? How many of y'all know that? Amen. Isn't that the truth say? So that's where I'm at in life. Amen. And I'll just tell you straight up, I'm not looking to, you know, we get a building one day, have a big, larger congregation. I'll go ahead and say today, I'm not looking to get a bigger, fat check. Are y'all hearing me today? I'd like to have my needs met. I'd like to be happy, serve the Lord with you. But I'm learning as my house on the water that I build is being sold, I'm learning. We've moved into a couple of cottages up the street that we refabricated, 1927 crack houses, two of them. How many have seen them? How many think they're pretty? It's amazing what you can do with crack houses. Come on. Yeah. Here's the point. It's been a good transformation in my life. It's been sort of American for me, too, to go through that process and to do and to fix and to be humble. And it's something. I'm not bragging. Don't think that because it's a journey for me and I'm still struggling with it. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? But it's not a bad thing. Here's what my brother Terry told me. Humility is a good thing. It don't matter how you get there. Say that with me. Humility is a good thing. It don't matter how you get there. Is that the truth? So, I know I segued, but do y'all understand where I'm coming from? Frugality. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful with the things that you have. America ain't going to make it. Our liberties aren't going to be what we have. The freedoms. Many in this country, including me, were without insurance for 3 months. We were dropped. We were dropped with no insurance, but we paid. We were happy. We liked what we had. But then we didn't have it at all, period. That's not to say that maybe the future things are going to be great and it'll work good. I don't know. All I know is the more we rely on, sometimes we lose. Are y'all hearing me today? Okay? And I know a lot of people have been helped by the insurance. That's a good thing. I understand that. Wow. Frugality. Amen. Woo, I got off subject. Keep going. How can America remain free? Say it with me. Manage resources. One more time. How can America remain free? Manage resources. Did you know as a businessman, businesswoman, as you have a business and it succeeds, you're blessing America? Did you know that? Say, absolutely. It was a big hurt to America. A big hurt to America. When everybody seemingly, a lot of businesses and people were going bankrupt. And that was hard on America. Was that true or false? Yes or no? Oh, it's really done a hurt on America. And it's been years and years and years and years. And a lot of America, they hadn't recovered yet, this country. Is that true or false? Sure it is. Do you see Patrick Henry's logic? Yes or no? Okay, keep going. We're done with this last one, virtue. So we saw five things. Be firm on five things. Number one, justice. Number two was moderation. Number three, temperance. Number four, frugality. How can we forget that one? Number five, virtue. What's the word virtue means? Oh, well, look at that. Now, under righteousness, you'll see the word virtue. And justice, you'll see the word virtue. But the word virtue, looking a little deeper, it actually means morals. Or maintaining what? Purity or principle. Or, you know, purity based on principles. Or simply, say this word with me. Clean. Did you know when you're clean living, you're doing your country a good service, say? When you're clean living. Morals. Doing the right thing. But in your own life, until you fellow man. Did you know that's good for a country? Say. Sure it is. That's what he said. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and their conscience is what? When we have people, and if it's us, when we're living like that, it's a bad thing for America. When your jails are full and running over, I'm sure Patrick Henry would say, that's not a good thing, country. We need morals in a country. Y'all listening, yes or no? Sure. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work. They're just what? Reprobate. That's not good for America. The way of a man is froward and strange. Say that last part for me. But as for the pure, his work is what? Right. So, we're done. How can America remain free? Here's the last one. Maintain and promote. Now you're sleeping on me. The frugality just knocked it out of you. I think you're like me in my office. All of you are going, oh my gosh, I'm not being very American. Here we go. Say that last one with me. Maintain and promote. You know. Now back to that one on moderation where I said we shouldn't avoid extremes. Being moral is not an extreme. Did you hear me? Clean living is not an extreme, guys. Now we shouldn't judge somebody because they don't do it, but we certainly should maintain it in our lives and promote it. Did you hear me? And we're going to do that at Fellowship Church. Hey, I don't care a whole lot of the way you come dressed, way you look, how fancy. But I do care that you're a moral people. Did you hear me? That you're a moral congregation. Many of you go through town. I attend Fellowship Church. Well, just as you're an American, you're also part of us. Why not let that help buoy you? No, we ain't better than nobody. But it's the right thing to do to live for God and to live for Him and to be moral. It's the right thing for America. Amen? And it's right for me as your pastor. But it's right for you even when you say, I am your pastor. Well, I'd like us to hook up together and you be moral too. How about that? Say. Amen. Say. Y'all hearing me today? Whoo, it's an ugly message on Freedom Day. Patrick Henry then ended by saying, and by a frequent reoccurrence to fundamental principles. These things that he mentioned, he said, man, you just keep going back. You just keep going back to what's right in America and what made America great. You keep going back. Always, always, always keep doing that. I close the message today by saying this. What worked then will work now. Say that with me. What worked will work. One more time. What worked will work. One more time. What worked will work. Why don't we see if we can't work it a little bit? Say. Because what worked will work now. Now look. Keep repeating what is right because right still works. Say that with me. Keep repeating what is right because right still works. I know, it's like kindergarten. One more time. Keep repeating what is right because right still works. Did you get the message today? How can I keep America free? Five things, hold firm to them. Would you help me keep America free? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good Word today. I liked it. I did. Praise the Lord.